Hi, my name is Joseph Ahe, and I'm very proud to open the World Transformation Movement North Queensland Centre. I was born in New Zealand and moved to Australia when I was 18 to Sydney, and lived there for 8 years doing life stuff and whatever. And then got married, got divorced, and moved up to Cairns, travelled around Australia in a double-decker bus and a few things like that. Come up to Cairns, been up in Cairns 22, 23 years now. I come across the World Transformation Movement and the book Freedom in March 2017. All my life I've been searching for stuff, trying to understand what's going on in the world and all that. And then I found the website, and just on the moment that I found that I started to understand, you know, things started to become a lot more clearer. I could see the truths that Jeremy was bringing to the plate. And I just devoured the Freedom book on the internet, actually. I read it all on my laptop. And, it's good just to understand a lot of it straight away. And then over time, just got better and better, got a lot clearer and clearer. And throughout the whole book, there's all these triggers that release you from your captive state under the duress of the human condition, you know. And in the meetings, the triggers are just like boom, boom, boom. That's why the meetings are so good, because we're all part of it, you know, and have that understanding. You know, like where I'm up to like that part there in Freedom Now again, you know, which is quite a lot of confrontational stuff in that part. But it's seriously every sentence, you know, like you can get something from, you know. There's nothing there. If you realise there's not, you know, it's funny how people like they always say like, oh, this it just waffles on, but that's that real, you know, that fully under the effect of the death effect of that. That's what they think, because. What I've found now after reading it the third time is that every minute sentence is a trigger, is something to help you, you know. Help you. You know, there's not one. Jeremy hasn't written one word in there for bullshit, you know. One word in there just to fill up space. There's no word in there that's just filling up space. Every word is there for a reason, to help us say. That's, you know, that's mad when you get that, when you really think that, you know, and you find out that, you realise that. He hasn't put one bloody word in there just to fill up space. it's like every word is in there for a specific reason, and, you know, it's to save the world. Man, you feel clearer. You know, I feel clearer. That's what it is. You know, like it was definitely before. It was always a fog. You know, and in actual fact, it was. You know, you would increase that fog by continuing it on with your, continuing on with your day. You know, not being alien, and what you find out is being alienated from yourself. That holds that fog in place, but what the truth does, it just starts clearing that fog, you know. It starts, and all of a sudden it becomes, you feel more clear, you feel clear, you know, in what it's all about now, you know, and what I'm all about, you know, why I'm here, why I'm on this planet, why we're all on this planet, you know. And that's one of the big things that changes. I think that's one of the big things that changes for sure. It's that fog disappearing, and understanding why all of us are here, the whole species, you know, which is amazing. That truly is amazing when you really get that start sitting down on top of you, that the whole you're part of this whole species movement that's been going on for eons, you know, like. You know, Jeremy talks about it's like millions of years. So you got to get that concept into your head too, as well. You know, that it's not just your life. It's like millions of years it's been going on. And then once you realise that, then you think, wow, okay, well, let's start. Things start to make more sense, because when you put it into that, well, what you guys talk about the macro level, it's it brings more clarity to yourself and to your to your life. That's what that is. That's what this, that freedom is. Is that, isn't it? It's free from that loop, of the human condition, you know. And that's that feeling is that freedom that you get from the understandings within it. That's the amazing thing about that. That's what the whole transformation movement is, you know. It is that. It's that. It's that release and freedom from any criticism, you know. And that's really all the well, that's how I feel anyway. That's ever asked. Nothing's ever asked of you. It's only what you're asking of from yourself, really, you know. And you become free. You become more freer. That's that clarity, you know. That's that clarity that you get. You just become more free from that. That's what I've felt, you know. And it gets better every day. Every day it gets better. Every moment it gets better. And you just continue. What I've found is by reading the book, reading all the information, the essays that are there in the website, you know, which is all the support. Like I was saying before, there's triggers and all of that, and what it triggers is this relief, this freedom that you can get from any criticism or what they call upset state. You know, you're freeing yourself slowly more and more from that, and that's what you can get from. That's what I'm getting from it. You know, and it's not. And I know everybody can get that from that. You know, because I can get it. You know, I'm just an ordinary person. Doing a lot of ordinary things, you know, and done some, you know, whatever foolish things in the past, but that's all sort of behind me now, you know, and it really you see that none of that really matters anymore, because it's just the future is what you can see, and it's all good, you know. It's because of what's the truth that you've read, that I've read in these books, and that's the reason that I want to start a WTM center here in North Queensland is because it's the right thing to do. there's nothing. I've learned just over the time that I've been looking at all this, and it's only been a couple of years, you know, there's not much else to do but look after this information and help support it, you know. Help everybody support it, then that's doing that. I believe you'll realize that as well too, once you look into it, you know. You start to realize that this is what it says that it's going to do. It will save the world, you know. It will save us all from going the wrong way, I suppose. It's continuous, eh? There's so much in the book Freedom. Confusion just starts to peel away, you know. Like, I'm finding now, like, this is my third time I'm starting to read it, go through it, and taking more in. But there's triggers in that book every chapter, every page, and every paragraph, and in every sentence, you know. Eventually, that you start realizing that there's a trigger in every sentence, and it awakens you to more truth and more understanding, you know, of yourself and of the world around you and all that. But it truly is amazing. so good, you know. You can't recommend it any higher, I suppose, because you just couldn't understand. You can't understand what's going on in your own life and really around you. I would escape from that life, you know, through different means, you know, just what's the word, just try and make yourself feel good about everything, and in a way on the outside that make out that you were, you know, everything was all right, everything was all good. That was one of my favorite sayings, was that everything's all good, you know. It's just all good deep down, you know, which you were easily able to cover it up, you know, that things weren't right, you know. And it's funny when I come across the information, that's why I think it was one of the reasons why I could see it, because it was just automatically things were just like, whoa, okay, that makes more sense than anything else you've ever heard before in my life, you know. There was lots of things, you get into a lot of things in the past, you know, going through the 90s and stuff like that, different, that's what I find out now, that's pseudo-idealistic movements and stuff like that. You get into all that, but nothing really sort of sets solid in you until he found this information and the truth in it. They just sit solid. You can't deny it once you've heard it, once you've read it, you know. You might have found one thing that's sort of like, okay, and you just keep searching through it, but doesn't really settle anything, doesn't settle your mind, settle the confusion, you know, about your past, about about why things happen to you and why things are happening to everybody else. And but Jeremy, the answers that Jeremy are giving you, just sort of, they just like, okay, wow, that's right. You can't deny it, you know, like, you actually can see things more now with this information, you know. You can see things better about actually how things are going on in the world and stuff like that. And you can see also how it can actually be healed, you know, where those other temporary relief things, it's just like, there was no real answer. There was no real answer to how it actually could stop where this here, you know, and even though, you know, like, it's going to take time and generations before it can be completely gone and taken, but you can just still see how that is actually going to work. Especially when it's like, you know, when everybody starts doing it within themselves, you know, and that's what this movement's about, I suppose, is to get that momentum going, you know, to where, so every single person can actually get that understanding about that little bit that's in themselves and deal with that. And once that's dealt with in themselves, well, then that's one person, and the next person, and that's the momentum we're trying to achieve with these centers, right? The thing is, it's hard to get away, take it away from yourself, you know, because that's really what you got to do, is that take it away from yourself and realize that, you know, which is that, because we've been living so long with this lack of self-worth, you know, that we nearly automatically make it about ourselves, you know, and when it actually is not about that. It's a bit like, I know what the movement is about. The movement's about helping others, you know, like really doing that, so people can, you know, get that clarity that I've been able to get, you know, and that we've all been able to get, you know, like, because that's what you want. You want people just be able to move past that inner denial, that thing that's happened, that we've taken on board, and heroically so, as they say, and as Jeremy says in the book, you know. But it's now time to be able to, because the answer's here now, we're able to let that go. And that process of letting go is a little bit confronting at times, you know. It is confronting, but it's also relieving as well, you know. And that crossover from the confrontation to the relief is the process that we're all going through right now, you know. And then I understand how getting the centers together is part of that movement, you know, which is what it is, a transformation movement. Part of that to just get it moving so it goes, washes over everybody, and everybody can become clearer and truer to themselves, truer to each other. And it's going to be good. You walk away from the relief and feeling better, and it's a real thing. It's not that fake goodness that's just you're just placing on top of yourself. It's actually goes in real deep, and that's why it does feel good. it is good because it is good. It feels so good. What you get with this is be able to, once you're able to see all that, you know, see your own egocentricity and your own upset state, you know, because that's the first step. If you can't see it, which is the whole alienation thing and being in denial of it, then you're not going to be able to deal with it if you can't see it. So, but eventually, because you can start to see it, a layer comes off and a layer comes off, and you know, they start a little bit of confrontation is in there, but it actually becomes, you get that relief because you can start seeing, you can start working with it, you know, you start working and then you go through the stage, and what I've found now that I understand that, you know, the next stage is the support, you know, that you get, because that you give as well as you, that you've got, you know, you get the support, but then you've got to, you know, you actually, another stage is giving, being there to give it fully back as much as you can, you know, because that's what's more important even than the support that you get, is the support that you can give, you know, is more important, because that's how the world starts being saved, you know, it's through all the support that we can give. And this is the good reason. So now you have this understanding, it just gives you that good, it gives you that, the real reason for being alive, the real reason for working towards something, you know, like there was nothing else really in my head that was worthwhile, you know, like you didn't have any, I never had goals or anything like that. And that's why I know this is the thing. And that's how come I know that what I'm doing towards it is, no matter what, it's the right thing to do. No matter what, it's the right thing to do. It's like because you just, because you know now, I finally know now the real reason for being here, you know, for actually doing something, you know.
For our future's sake, my and your role is to understand this book.